International Airport Authority partnered with Canoe 22 and the 2023 North American Indigenous Games on the installation of a 19-foot Mi'kmaq canoe that will be on display at the airport this entire summer. One of the first guest speakers at the event was the chair of the North American Indigenous Games Board, Fiona Kirkpatrick Parsons.
And in just over a year, Chibukduk, Halifax, and Millbrook First Nation will have the opportunity to recognize and celebrate the contributions of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people, our youth, as we get ready to host the 2023 North American Indigenous Games. I'm so excited.
Initially, before the pandemic, the games were supposed to be hosted on 2020. Also, this is the first time the games will take place on Mi'kma'ki territory.
The games will be the largest multi-sport and cultural gathering ever in Nova Scotia since contact, in fact, even in Atlantic Canada. And right here, we'll welcome more than 5,000 Indigenous youth representing over 756 nations from all across Turtle Island in North America.
The second guest speaker was Jill D'Alessio, chair of the board for Canoe 22.
On behalf of Canoe 22, I wish to thank our partners at the North American Indigenous Games, along with the Halifax International Airport Authority, for the invitation to celebrate National Indigenous Peoples Day with you, and with the arrival of this beautiful canoe display by Todd and Melissa Labrador. In less than 45 days, over 1,000 athletes, coaches, staff, and spectators will be arriving here in this terminal from all around the world.
The last guest speaker was Joyce Carter, President and CEO of Halifax International Airport Authority.
So it's absolutely my privilege to have us all here today in the Arrivals Hall to welcome the canoe. I went looking for it and found it yesterday, so I was just so glad it was here. And we feel really, really special that this has been chosen as really the first location to display the canoe for everyone that's going to get to see it.
In honor of today being Indigenous Peoples Day, and before guest speakers at the ceremony were announced, some drums were played and prayers were said. We speak with Darlene Gilbert, whose spirit name is Thunderbird Swooping Down Woman. She is the Mi'kma'ki grassroots grandmother from Annapolis Valley First Nations. She's a traditional water protector, and she was responsible for the smudging and water ceremony to bless the canoe here today in the airport.
My name is Thunderbird Swooping Down Woman. My colonial name is Darlene Gilbert. My position is a grandmother, an elder.
Can you tell us what today is National Indigenous Day?
Yes.
Can you tell us what today means to you?
It means recognition. Finally, there's some recognition to come forth. This is actually supposed to be a national, turn into a national holiday, as I understand. So we're just still waiting for that to be implemented, and hopefully that will be for next year when our Indigenous games start opening. I came to do ceremony on the canoe that Todd Labrador and his wife made for the Indigenous games, to bless it, to wish it safe travels while it's here in Mi'kma'ki to help represent, you know, the community of Mi'kmaq, to welcome the outside community into here.
Can you educate us a little bit about the prayer you made? What is the little red bag that you tied around the canoe?
Oh, that's a prayer tie. A prayer tie of tobacco. So tobacco is our most common medicine that everybody can use. Like, women on their moon time.
Is this also tobacco?
No, that's sweetgrass, cedar, and sage. And there is some tobacco in there. I put all four medicines in to smudge the boat. But tobacco is one of our medicines that everybody can use. Like, you know, when you go on, and if you have a hard time, you know, and you don't have any sage, but you have tobacco, you go take that tobacco and you pray and you lay it on to Mother Earth, and your prayers go up. That's why we say tobacco down, prayers up, right? It's a form of, you know, our spirituality, showing our spirituality.
She then explains what it means to be a traditional water protector.
I'm one of the grandmothers that was involved with the Alton Gas, and I became a water protector when I went on front lines and stood for my lands to protect the rivers. So we protect the rivers. We try to watch over our rivers to protect them, so that, you know, environmental issues that is happening now, can maybe we can stop them, make them look at their ways, that they're affecting Mother Earth and our waters, because water is life.
Yes. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to say this has been an honor. I wasn't expecting this, but I am very honored to be here with these people, and I'm looking forward to the games next year.
Speaking of the games next year, what can the people of Halifax expect? What kind of events are going to be on display, and how many participants usually partake in these events?
So my name is Fiona Kirkpatrick Parsons. I'm the chair of the 2023 North American Indigenous Games. It is absolutely huge. There's going to be almost 5,300 young people. There'll be 16 sports, 20 venues. Also, Millbrook First Nation will be hosting one of the events as well. And so it's going to be just massive and exciting, as well as cultural. There'll be a cultural village down on the Halifax Common where everybody can enjoy, as well as other cultural experiences along the waterfront. So, and all the events are free. The only things that will be ticketed will be the opening and closing ceremonies, and those will be at the Scotiabank Centres.
And I noticed that your logo is a canoe, as you mentioned. Can you just tell me a little bit about the process of discussing and designing this canoe for the games?
Well, really, we spoke with, and as it happens, the Labrador family are very involved with canoe making. So Melissa Labrador and her dad, Todd, who was the master canoe builder, built the actual canoe. Melissa designed the logo, so it's authentic. You know, the logo itself reflects the style of canoe. And that is made very much, that canoe, in the traditional Mi'kmaq way they've been making for thousands of years. I think there's only one thing, is that the sealant is more modern than the sealant that they would normally use, which is a type of sap, because they just, it's accessible. But other than that, every single, I don't think there's a nail in that canoe. It is all done in traditional methods.
Sarah Gouda, CKDU.